Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or Podcast Health. The place you should listen to all of your health podcasts, podcasthealth.com. I'm your host of You, the Owner's Manual, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and, of course, Dye Rescue. The other sponsor is 4Youngevity.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter and the free coaching program test, if you will, on how it can help you stay younger for longer and get ready for the reboot should it come. And we think it's got an 80% likelihood of coming. The flu outbreak intensifies. That's our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. Well Beyond Wellness, the flu has intensified. It's an H3N2. It has a increase in hospitalizations, a increase in deaths, even childhood deaths. There is a benefit to a second flu shot this season, as we expect a recrudescence in late February, early March for another wave, as is not uncommon. Second Well Beyond Wellness is the RFK Jr. Diet Guidelines, if you will, the pyramid, limiting sugar to 10 grams of added sugar an hour. Really should be 4 grams an hour is what your body can handle. After that, you start storing fat. So I'm a true believer in no more than 4 grams of added sugar in any 1 hour. The problems, the non-restriction on alcohol, the red meat, and the full fat dairy. Red meat, yeah. The carnitine plus saturated fat creates trimethylamine, which goes to your liver and creates trimethylamine oxide, which is very inflammatory in you, more inflammatory than virtually anything else as far as inflaming LDL cholesterol and causing plaque buildup in your arteries. So processed red meat, And you really should have a limit of 2 drinks at any one session. The longevity is the next disruptor segment. Cancer advances. New antibodies are being tested in animals that supercharge your immune system against cancer. And in fact, theirs are in human trials now, where one of my ex-patients, he was a patient when he was didn't have cancer, he's in an oncologist now, and he is getting these antibodies to supercharge his immune system. And the drug injection can reprogram immune cells with tumors into cancer-killing machines. That is, they're reprogramming it against the tumor markers so that the T cells more actively and aggressively attack your cancer cells. The one that is wonderful is that intense 10-minute bouts of exercise increase a protein that somehow is powerful at decreasing cancer effects. So 10 minutes of intense exercise is all it takes. The diabetes data this week, and this is the Roizen rule for a younger you. And one of those Roizen rules for a younger you is enjoy coffee. I'm going to take a gulp. Enjoy coffee. If you like it, it likes you. It is more potent at decreasing diabetes, type 2 diabetes rate, than is virtually any of the anti-diabetic drugs in laboratory tests. Daily fish oil consumption, a randomized study, 600 and some people in both categories, got 2.4 grams of fish oil a day, and it decreased heart attacks by over 40% in the people who were getting them and in dialysis centers. It was dialysis centers the trial was done in, because people on dialysis have an awful high risk of heart attacks. 40%, 43% actual reduction in this study from the 2.4 grams of omega-3 a day. And AI in healthcare, an algorithm that works better than docs at doing prescription renewals. I don't know what it means. I would love to try it, though, because prescription renewals, I think, can be done automatically for a lot of people. And UnitedHealthcare is under scrutiny. A Senate report alleges that UnitedHealth used an aggressive and profit-centered strategy for Medicare Advantage coding. I think that says it all. They probably use that coding, but of course, don't reward their physicians with the benefit of it. They just take it as profit. They don't even give better care because of it. They just take it as profit, is what this report alleges. In any case, to come back to the Well Beyond Wellness story of the week, the flu is surging because of the different strain, H3N2, and less people getting vaccinated. Get vaccinated, it does mitigate it. And maybe towards the end of February or even now, think about getting a second flu shot this year, as the first one seems to wane after about 3 months. The diet guidelines: stay away from red meat, stay away from processed food, stay away from simple sugars and more than two drinks at a time, and pledge to only drink when you're in the presence of someone else. Cancer Advances, a intense 10-minute exercise is incredible at helping you fight cancer. And weight management drugs, I didn't mention this, but it is changing our eating habits and impacting the amount of potatoes, French fries. It's impacting a lot of the food bought in overall in America. That's a good thing, I think. But many patients are regaining weight after stopping the drugs. The AI in healthcare algorithm to improve doctor renewals and make it more efficient for doctors. Daily fish oil reduces serious heart risks in dialysis patients. And coffee, more effective than current diabetic drugs at antagonizing type 2 diabetes. And those are the top stories of the week on You, the Owner's Manual. This has been 1266A. The A's are always the latest medical news and what it means to you. The key point: think about getting your second flu shot of the season. Don't eat red meat, no matter what the diet guidelines say. Remember to do an intense bit of 10 minutes of exercise a week to help you prevent cancer. And keep enjoying fish oil and fish. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, on podcasthealth.com or wherever you download us. Thank you for doing that. We have a great set of guests coming up, so you'll want to go back and listen to those as well in the past. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.